Energy experts have suggested that real-time pricing is one way to address the energy crisis in the West. The idea is to charge customers based on what it actually costs to deliver electricity at a particular time of day. More during peak hours when demand is high, less during off-peak hours when demand is low. Regulators in the state of Washington today will take up a request by Puget Sound Energy to implement real-time pricing for many of its customers. In addition, the utility company would offer rebates to those who conserve substantial amounts of energy. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Hundreds of thousands of individuals could be affected by Puget Sound Energy's proposal now before the State Utilities and Transportation Commission. And because there are currently just two members on the commission, it will take just a single yes vote to put the new plan into effect. Originally, the company wanted to make real-time pricing mandatory for about 320,000 households, but the commission staff opposed the plan, saying it violated an earlier commission order capping rates. So yesterday, Puget Sound Energy amended its proposal to make the new pricing plan voluntary, though the burden would be on consumers to opt out if they don't want time-of-day pricing. According to Penny Gullickson, a vice president at Puget Sound Energy, real-time pricing is intended to give consumers a financial incentive to save energy and change when they use it.
We're hoping to reinvent conservation and energy efficiency and energy management and load shifting. And if we can get people both to conserve and to shift off the peaks, we will change the crisis situation.
Right now, residential customers pay 5.4 cents for every kilowatt hour they use. If the proposal is adopted, customers would pay more for electric use between 6 and 10 in the morning and 5 and 9 at night, and less for energy used late at night and on Sundays. The region's largest utility says that on average, residential bills would remain the same, even if customers don't change their habits. But consumer advocates say that some people would see their total bill go up. Time-of-day pricing is possible because sophisticated meters provide detailed information on an individual's energy consumption. Customers can track that use on the company's website. At the company's service center, representatives like Daniel Crow are ready to help.
And then now you'll see there's a PEM login button. You can press that. Okay, great. And if you want, I can kind of talk you through it. Okay, what's your meter number?
One customer who likes real-time pricing is Cheryl Campbell. She's already made changes in when she does things. For example, she doesn't start washing dishes until after 9 o'clock at night.
We've changed our laundry day to Sunday. We do our baking on Sunday and ironing on Sunday.
Campbell believes a new pricing plan could go a long way to address the energy crunch.
I don't think that people will conserve as rapidly or as willingly unless they have a financial incentive to do so.
But Simon Fitch, public counsel in the state attorney general's office, says the utilities plan doesn't focus nearly enough on saving energy.
We think this is the wrong solution to the wrong problem at the wrong time. The plan essentially just shifts power costs. It essentially tells people to run their hot tubs at night. And actually what we need to be telling people to do is unplugging their hot tubs. We need to be looking at conservation.
Fitch supports the company's plan to give rebates to those who save more than 10% of their usual energy use. And he thinks a voluntary pricing plan is better than a mandatory one, though he worries about the adequacy of the opt-out clause. If the commission approves the utility's request today, it would set in motion what would likely be the largest real-time residential pricing program in the country. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.